spent, like, $175,000 on it, and I said, before she started nickel-diming me, sold it, and the guy I sold it to was, a friend of a friend, and he drove that truck 350,000 miles and only put very little into it. I think he put a throttle body position switch in it, general maintenance, and that was it. And I did the same thing. I always wondered, why didn't I keep that truck, like I said, the 6.7, I definitely like out of the box, it's got plenty of power, plenty of torque, and I'm still running stock emissions on the truck, so I'm pushing as much to the rear wheel as I can through the stock emissions. DPF and stuff won't take any more airflow, so you're limited to exactly how much airflow you can get through that setup. I could make more if I wanted to, but what I do and what I tow, I'm making, like I said, 590 something. I think 592 or 594 to the rear wheels on the dyno, so I'm very happy with that.
So that makes me feel good. Makes me feel like the truck payments I'm making are worthwhile. I ordered my truck in March of 2022. Wasn't able to pick it up till the end of October due to chip issues. But we wound up getting rid of our old one because the only thing that was holding the box together was the paint on the outside and the bed liner on the inside.
Yeah, that's part of their problem for sure. The way that's designed, it holds the water and it hots out. That the engineer to design that ought to have his head examined. But as I say, for your 22 that you got there, the two best for performance wise would be the air cleaner, and the other would be. I don't know if you, hang on one second, Commander. That made a world of difference in the throttle response, because